जय राधमा भव कुंज बिहारे,
The following is a lecture by His Holiness Gopala Krishna Goswami Maharaj on the occasion of the divine appearance of Lord Jagannath, delivered on 28th of July 2017, delivered at Garden Program at Detroit.
Gopi Jana Bala Bhavala Dhari भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हाय कृष्णा,
मेरे वही फॉर्चुनेटली होते हैं। We also have over here a nice picnic spot. I mean, with the trees and all that, it's more like a picnic spot. So how many of you have participated in Lord Jagannath Rath Yatra for the first time? I'll explain to you, want to hear the story of Lord Jagannath came? Yes. Long ago, there was a king called King Indradumna. He was a very pious king who was totally absorbed in serving the Lord. Now a king, his desire was constantly to surrender more and more to the Lord. He was the king of the whole planet. One day, a Brahmin, you know what's a Brahmin? A Brahmin walked into his palace. He said, "My dear king, there is something very auspicious that has happened. The Lord has manifested himself as the Madha. And this is a self-manifested deity. As some of you may be knowing, deities are of true form. You understand the deity? You are worthy. The Lord incarnates in this Acha Vigraha form. Acha Vigraha means form of the Lord as a deity. And this form is considered to be no different from the Lord. The two types of deities, one are self-manifested, that means God has manifested himself on his own. How many of you have been to the famous Tirupati temple in India? Everyone. So the deity of Tirupati is self-manifested. And some are deities carved by artist under the direction of the Lord. This Brahmin told the king, the self-manifested deity, Nirmalam, so beautiful that if you see it, your existence is noble, no limits. And he went away. The king called all his Brahmins. And he said, "Have any of you heard of a deity by the name of Neel Madhav?" And everyone said, "No, no, no, we are hearing this for the first time." And the Lord, the king, he had a burning desire to see the form of Neel Madhav. So he sent some Brahmanas to the north, some to the south, some to the east, and some to the west. The Brahmanas went house to house, village to village, street to street, lost everyone. Have you heard of Neel Madhav? No, never heard of this name. They all came back. One Brahmin didn't come back. His name was Vidyapati. He stayed on in the forest, hoping that one day he would find Neel Madhav. And in the forest, there was another tribesman, Vishwasu, with a daughter named Lalita, who was staying in the forest. Vishwasu was by birth belonging to low caste, but he was a great devotee of the Lord, who constantly meditated and served the Lord. Vidyapati came to know Vishwasu, and both developed a friendship. And Vidyapati saw that Vishwasu's daughter, Lalita, is very cultured, graceful, chaste. They proposed to marry her, and they got married. Vidyapati saw that his father-in-law goes away and sometimes doesn't even come for 2 days. And when he comes back, his body is so perfumed that it looks as if he was coming from heaven. Can everybody hear me clearly?
Yes.
In the back also? So, Vidyapati asked his wife, "Where did your father go away? He doesn't come in the night, somebody doesn't come for 2 days, and he comes back with so much fragrance from his body. Where did he go?" Initially, Lalita said, "I can't tell you, this is secret. My father told me not to tell anyone." And then he said, "But I'm your husband. You can't hide from me." And she said, "Deep in the forest, there's a deity of Neel Madhav. They are a self-manifested deity. And it's so beautiful. My father goes and worships that deity. But my father doesn't want anyone to know that. Rather, they find out, then the deity may have a big temple. And my father will not be allowed to serve." Vidyapati said, when he heard the name Neel Madhav, he was in ecstasy. Why was he in ecstasy? Because that's what he was searching for in the opportunity. Lalita told her father, "My husband would like to have darshan of their lordship, Neel Madhav." The father said, "Now, under no circumstances am I going to reveal to anyone where Neel Madhav is." And then the daughter said, "But he's my husband." So finally, he made a deal. His father-in-law said, "I'm going to blindfold your husband, take him there, and when we reach the destination, we'll uncover, we'll take out of the cloth." So what did Lalita do? She took a bag of mustard seeds, her husband tied it to a dhoti, and all along the route, he went on, pouring the mustard seeds on the ground. When he reached Neel Madhav, Vishwasu opened a cloth. And when he opened the cloth, he saw the beautiful form of Neel Madhav. When he saw the form of Neel Madhav, He was so impressed that he said, "Now I know when a king is eager to have a darshan, but they've never seen something more beautiful." We all appreciate beauty, but no one more beautiful than God. So, Vidyapati saw, upon reaching there, Vishwasa was very busy. He would pluck the flowers, make garland for the Lord. He would pluck the fruits and do an offering to the Lord. And there was a small lake over there. He would take water from the lake and give the deity a bath. He'd take a bath every day. In some countries they don't, but generally in America they do. He'd sit with the deity. Also take a bath every day. That bath we call the Abhishek. So, Vidyapati Vishwasa was very busy. One man is doing the Abhishek, taking all the garland, taking all the prasad. Right next to the temple was a lake. And next to the lake was a tree. And we do the closer. Vidyapati saw with his eyes the crow fall in the lake. And then at once the crow took off a transcendental body and in front of Vidyapati went back to Godhead. So Vidyapati was thinking, "Oh, this lake is so auspicious. The whole world is full of struggle. Why should I struggle? I should also jump in this lake and die, and I'll get a transcendental body also. Go back to Godhead." But then a divine voice said, "Now you came here. You searched for Nirmala. Now you found him. Go back and tell the king." So the Vidyapati walked back to the palace and told the king, "King, I have found Nirmala. I have found Nirmala." The king was in ecstasy. He was dreaming day and night when we have darshan of Nirmala. And the king said, "Okay, I'll come with you to see the beauty." So the king took his army and Vidyapati led him to the place where Nirmala was. Vidyapati led him to the place where he had planted the mustard seed that had grown, so he knew which direction to take. When they reached the location where Nirmala was supposed to be, they saw Nirmala not there. Nirmala had disappeared. The king was really upset. He arrested Vishwasa. "Where did you hide that deity?" "I came with my army to take the deity from here." Vishwasa said, "Sir, I have no idea where the deity is now. I'm looking at myself." And then Vishwasa was arrested. Later on, a divine voice said, "Now, my dear king, I will not be manifested in Nirmala. Now I'm going to be manifested in the form of Daru Brahma." Means, Daru means wooden. In a wooden form, I will manifest. And there will be a log of wood with an auspicious symbol floating in this lake. And the lake was described. The king was disappointed that he could not see Madhav. He consoled himself by saying, Okay, now we inform the Lord on the building. We have darshan. We came away to the lake. We saw a big log of wood floating over there. With all the auspicious servants in the lake. And he tried to lift the log of wood so that he could take it home and carve a home with the Lord. But the log was so heavy. He couldn't even move an inch. And then the king of the dragon was sad. Now the log of wood is there, but I can't even lift it. And the transcendental voice said, you will not be able to lift it, but nor will your arm be able to lift it. But if you bring Vidyapati Peshwasu, who are my devotees, then he will be able to lift it. And the two came, there was a kirtan party, and with great ease, he was lifted and taken to the king's palace. Now, the king desired that the form of the Lord be made from that piece of wood. So the king invited many sculptors to come and make a form of the Lord. And the moment these sculptors were trying to do the work, the hammer, the tools would break, and they all would collapse. And the king would again be frustrated. Now I got the log of wood, but I can't do the form. Lord. Then Vishwakarma, incarnation of the Lord, just like our architects have made Somerset community and other buildings. There is an architect who makes palaces for the demigods. And his name is Vishwakarma, disguised himself as an old man. He came to the palace. Vishwakarma said, I will make a form of the Lord, but on one condition. No one should interrupt me for a period of 3 weeks. The king said, agreed. So Vishwakarma closed the door with a small hammer, started. Tick, 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 tick. And the king was sitting right outside the door with his ears pacing to the wall, to the door, just anxiously waiting for the form of Lord Nimadava to be manifested. He sat down for 15 days, and then the tick, tick, tick stopped completely. When the tick tick stopped completely, the king was shocked. What happened? What happened? He consulted his wife, the name of Gurudija. What should he do? Gurudija said, that Vishwakarma hasn't eaten for 2 weeks. Nor did he take any water. Maybe he's dead. Then he consulted. In Brahmanas, the Brahmana said, sir, no one should go in. And Vishwakarma said, before he started, if anyone comes in, he will withdraw. And then the king took the advice of his wife and opened the door to see whether the sculptor was dead or alive. When he opened the door, he saw that the sculptor had disappeared and he had carved what he presently identified as Jagannath Subhadran Balaram. But when you see that form for the first time, it looks incomplete. The Lord has no hand, I'm sorry, no legs, He did not pull in. The eyes are so big. The king was worried. He was not into the king. Why did I interrupt the king? This doctor, now he's gone away. But then, Narada Muni appeared on the scene. Narada Muni said, O king, do not lament. This is how the Lord wants to be worshipped in Kali Yuga. And this form of the Lord is authentic. So this form of Lord Jagannath Subhadrabala. Jagannath means, what does Jagannath mean? Lord of the universe. So there is one God for everyone. And this Jagannath is Lord of the universe. Traditionally, once a year, Lord is taken on this procession on the streets of Jagannath Puri, which is attended by millions of people. Shri Prabhupada introduced the Rath Yatra. The first Rath Yatra was held by ISKCON devotees in 1967. In this city, and Prabhupada said, in your country, you have New York, New Orleans, New Jersey. Why not have you in Jagannath Puri? And he named San Francisco, New Jagannath Puri. And today, this Rath Yatra is held all over the world, in which thousands of people take part. It is stated in the scriptures that anybody who sees Lord Jagannath pulls the chariot, sings and dances for the Lord, gets unlimited blessings of the Lord. So we are very grateful to the residents of Somerset community who organize their cultural festival. In this festival, hundreds of devotees took part, in which the Lord was full, and in all the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. In a sense, in Kali Yuga, people are quarrelsome, not too interested in self-realization, misguided, and unfortunate. But in this age, there's one benediction that is the power of the holy name. We are all looking for happiness, am I right? Is that right? Okay. When we were in India, we were looking for happiness. We are in America. We are still looking, we found it. So, basically it doesn't matter where you reside. We are all looking for happiness. In ignorance, we think that if we make money, if we get good facilities, I'll be happy. Can a fish be happy out of water? You take a fish out of water, place a fish in a golden plate, in the air conditioning room, will the fish survive? Yes or no? Why? Well, in nature, the fish is meant to live in the water. So by nature, we are meant to engage in spiritual activity. Doesn't matter which part of the world you reside in. Doesn't matter what your religious background is. Basically, we are all meant indeed in spiritual activity. Without spirituality, you cannot be anywhere in happiness. You may have 1 zero, you may have 100 zeros. How many will the total come to? Yeah. 1 zero plus 100 zeros. This is zero. When we add one, then what happens? Then it becomes meaningful. 10 or 100 or 1,000 or whatever. So we have to have Krishna or God added to our activities. know that he will not enter the prayer. Many times we say, yes, what Swamiji is saying is right, but not today, tomorrow. And tomorrow comes, not tomorrow, but day after. And with this process, you go on this morning. And before tomorrow comes, what happens sometimes? What happens? You die. So bear in mind, there is danger at every step. There's no guarantee when your last breath is going to leave. Anyone thinks that he had a good insurance plan? You may have the best insurance plan, but that does your plan guarantee you death is not going to come before a certain day? It guarantee neither the good about your health insurance plan. They also offer you a plan for your dog. I don't know if you know that. You get a little discount if you buy health insurance and dog insurance at the same time. You can buy dog insurance, cat insurance, everything. But does anyone guarantee the end will not come for a certain time? No. We are being warned all the time. Our hair is turning white. We're turning bald. Our hands are getting weak. Our eyesight is getting weak. Our legs are getting weak. It keeps getting wrinkled. But we ignore all these signals. So many signals we are being warned. We're getting closer to death. And we say, no. I have a special deal with the Yamraj. And a special deal is, without my permission, death is not going to knock. So friends, we're happy that you participated in this cultural festival. This one is an activity, is a movement dedicated to preaching the ancient Vedic text that tells us how to be happy. We should not be under any illusion and think, if only I can have material wealth, I'll be happy. There was a survey done in America, and people were asked, what is it that you want in life that money cannot buy? Money can buy much needed, isn't it? Yes? No. Money can make you a presidential candidate. Money can give you position, power, so many things. The money can mostly do many things. And you know what the number one answer was? Peace of mind. So you're not going to get peace of mind unless you link yourself to God. You're not going to have peace of mind unless you also engage in spiritual activities. God is known by many names, and Krishna is the principal name of God. We chant the Hare Krishna mantra, like we noticed today, during the entire parade, there was a chanting going on. And people were chanting and dancing. What happens when you chant these names? Many times people want to know, okay, I want to chant. What are going to be some of the game of chanting? What are the game of chanting is? And then we don't know what it is. It won't give you the way it happens. So please take advantage of this. This is the age of Kali, in which, as we said, people are misguided and spiritually amazing. So the Lord has incarnated in holy age. Even the Bible said, I shall always chant the name of the Lord. So chanting the name of the Lord is the element in all the modified texts of the world. The chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is nothing new. The Hare Krishna mantra is not concocted or created. The very one is saying in the morning. What does this chant mean? It's simple language means, O Lord, Please protect me. And please give me in your service. And by chanting, our heart also becomes cleansed. Our heart in a moment. You want to hear the condition of your heart, or you will be offended if I tell you? You won't be offended? Is our heart clean? How many of you think our heart is completely clean, nothing to worry about? No one. Your service is a very mighty moment. The mother reality. The Brahma is honest. Okay. Do you recognize a heart is contaminated? Is that right? What's your name? Next to you. Mother, okay, nice name. Okay. Did you think your heart is contaminated? What is contaminated with? Unlimited material desire. They get manifested through lust, envy, greed, and we hate to listen. Just like we have high temperature. Even if someone gives you something very palatable, you won't be able to relish it. But as the temperature comes down, the love should move. So similarly, we have unlimited desire in our heart. We often think, if only I get this, then all my wishes will be satisfied. If you're not going to India, you probably thought, if only I can set my foot on the American soil, and then I'll be happy, isn't it? How are you going to set your foot on the American soil? See Hollywood movies, see everything, but still you're not satisfied. That's the nature of material life. Even if you become the gates, you will be better. But when you take shelter of the Lord, by chanting the Holy Name, you become complete. So, Krishna consciousness teaches the philosophy is contained in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita in the second chapter explains the difference between the body and the soul. This body that we have is a covering for the soul. They say the clothes you're wearing are covering for the body. When your clothes become old, what do you do? You know that you are very old. You discard them and replace them with new clothes. The soul similarly gives up one body and takes on another body. Really? You mean there is reincarnation? Boy, that's funny. That's frightful. It means that for wrong and wrong deeds, I'll be punished. I saw that everything collapsed with death. But death is nothing but a change of dress. Just like you discard your old clothes and your new clothes, the soul leaves on one body and takes on another body. So, we should be intelligent. And not waste his relevant human life. Human life is obtained after a long evolutionary cycle. And in human life, you can inquire. When you're sick, you go to the doctor. If you cross the street in the red light, you get a ticket or no? But when the dog crosses the street in the red light, then you get a ticket. The cops give him a ticket. No. Why? For a human life is a life of responsibility. So, all of you who are assembled here are very intelligent. Otherwise, you would not be in this country. But now, please also cultivate spirituality. chanting the holy name of Krishna, chanting the name of God, there in all the scriptures, and by chanting the name of the Lord, your heart gets cleansed. You can also experience your love. So, we have a local center nearby, and we have the local organizer, we give permission of that. Please share the holy name, read the Bhagavad Gita. How many of you have the Bhagavad Gita? How many of you have a copy of Bhagavad Gita as it is? You'll read it. I know that many of you may have questions. Looking at your faces, you all look very intelligent and very challenging. So I thought that I could spare some time for questions. Is that a good idea? Please begin with me. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Rama Rama!
Rama Rama!
There are two types of bank accounts that you can accumulate. One is your regular bank account. Chase Bank, Chase Bank, or any bank. Or if you want to find it, there are such banks. One is your balance in the bank, okay? Now, when this bank, when our bank balance goes up, we are grateful to it. When this bank balance go with you permanently? No. And the other is a spiritual bank account. Every time you chant Hare Krishna, your spiritual bank goes up. This is called the bank of Vaikuntha. And every time you chant, the balance goes up. But this, the difference is, this bank balance will go with you wherever you go. Whereas on the other bank balances and your beautiful property in some of the community will all stay here. Is that right? Hare Krishna. So any questions? Any questions? Yes. Yes.
This Lila Madhava Maharaj, was it a form similar to what we know?
What is that?
Is this a form of Lila Madhava? Is this described? Is it a form of Krishna?
Yes.
Like we're used to know?
Yes. Is it form of the Lord? And this is the Lord of the game. No, Jagannath that you're on. No more questions. Yes. The best question should be recognized and go on in a plate of prasad. Maha prasad.
Oh, our garland.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, you talked about the importance of spiritual life. We should not just be absorbed in material life, we should also, you know, take part and accept spiritual life. Let's say if somebody would like to accept spiritual life, one of the, you know, be absorbed in spiritual life, how would you recommend, what do you recommend for beginners to start with?
For beginners, class in the city, chant the name of the Lord. Chanting the name of the Lord in good minutes, in all the scriptures, thou shalt always chant the name of the Lord. This chanting can be done by anyone, anytime, any place. You don't have to pass through. Then you have the ability to chant Hare Krishna. It's so easy. So chanting the holy name is the easiest process to find peace of mind and happiness in this world. Everyone in the world, you go to any shopping center, you go to yoga studios, and we often have meditation. The best form of meditation is we hear the names of the Lord, and the names of the Lord are so powerful, you can hear day and night, and you don't get tired. And we also recommend reading a very ancient book of knowledge called the Bhagavad Gita. More questions? Looks like we're shy of asking questions. And it seems this book was spoken 5,000 years ago. No more questions? Basically, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare
Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama
Rama. Rama
Rama. Hare Hare. How many of you chant the Hare Krishna mantra regularly? How many of you? 90 become fortunate. I must say that for the moment, we don't chant the name of the Lord, we are very unfortunate. We are unfortunate because we got the rare human birth. We are not worshiping the Lord. We are simply thinking, fortunate. We want you to become fortunate. Yes? And someone will say, then give me the secret number for the lottery ticket. Giving it public number. Then, this will give you the greatest fortune. Yes. Yes, yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you so much for a nice class. Maharaj, where does in the scriptures it is mentioned to chant Mahamantra? And how is it recommended and who recommended and why should we chant? Can you please elaborate a little bit more on that, please?
Who's chanting and recommended by the Lord himself? If there's so many scriptures. We will chant the holy name from the depths of the heart and we will be happy. It inspires us to serve the Lord. And we can see that by the chanting so many people got purified. So, at this chanting we don't invite anyone. People are going now. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. First of all, on behalf of all of you
and
Somerset community, I would like to thank His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. Also, one of us who lives here, Rajat Varnekar, I would like to thank him because he started the desire to have the program. Now we are going to have every Wednesday starting from 17th of August, 7 p.m. onwards, right here, the class given by His Grace Nitya Krishna Prabhu. He has been coming and giving the class every week and by this you will be able to enjoy more. Yeah. How many of you would like to have one more time Rath Yatra next year? Please raise your hand. Thank you so much. Also, the journey of self-discovery session, six session, would also start on August 17th. We have Madhu Krishna Prabhu and a few volunteers. They will be going around if you want to enroll into that. And finally, Prasadam is there. And if you like to get a special blessing, the form of Krishna, in your home today, we have Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is by Srila Prabhupada from the divine hands of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj. He will give you with a special blessing. So those who would like to take Bhagavad Gita in English, please come forward. It's $10 donation for Hare Krishna Temple. We have three temples in Michigan. One in downtown, near downtown Detroit, Dev Sadhan Mandir, Old Fisher Mansion. Another one in Farmington of Michigan. And third one in Ypsilanti Harmony House. So please come and visit anytime. We have also Rath Yatra every year happening in third week of July at Novi Civic Center. And we pray today that we can continue this tradition every year. We have bigger and bigger Rath Yatra at Somerset community. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
And please have prasadam before they go home.
Please take prasadam before you leave, because that is also special mercy.
And prasadam is free. Prasadam is free,
so please enjoy. And those who would like to take the book by the special...
Thank you for listening to His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. For more information, please visit zkgoswami.com.